Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Latest agreement aimed at halting the fighting in Syria goes into effect at sundown today. At that time, according to the deal announced by the United States and Russia, both the Syrian government and the rebels are supposed to stop fighting each other for at least 48 hours. That could be extended to a week. Analyst David Lesh of Trinity University calls the ceasefire a step in the right direction, but he does see obstacles.
Just getting this plan for cessation of hostilities to start by tomorrow is going to be quite difficult. We saw how difficult it was despite limited success of the cessation of hostilities back in February. And it's hard to initiate it. It's hard to maintain it without any sort of apparent mechanism to ensure compliance on either side.
Lesh said the opposition is fragmented, making an immediate halt and fighting difficult. He also questions why or how rebel factions not covered by the truce, who are intermingled with other groups, can be separated. Then he said there is the trust factor between the United States and Russia. Kenyan police say three women dressed in Muslim garb attacked a police station in Mombasa before being shot dead. Patterson Maello is the county police commander. He said that entered the situation, the station, with a false complaint about a stolen mobile phone.
While the officers were questioning them about the particulars of place where the phones were stolen, one of them immediately drew a knife, whereas the other one threw a petrol bomb.
He said the station briefly caught fire. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but Kenya has suffered a number of attacks from the Somali-based group Al-Shabaab. This is VOA News. South Korea's defense ministry warned today that North Korea could conduct another nuclear test at any time. The latest test happened on Friday. Some experts believe Pyongyang now has armed short-range missile capability, or will have it soon. Troy Stangerone of the Korea Economic Institute tells VOA it is highly probable.
I think practically speaking, we know that their short-range ballistic missiles, the things that could hit, for example, Tokyo, perhaps Seoul, most likely those would be able to be armed. The real question is, you know, how well they've done the miniaturization side of it, but most likely they could probably take and do that at this point, which is disconcerting because this means that, you know, they do now most likely have an actual usable nuclear weapon.
North Korea leader Kim Jong-un considers nuclear weapons tools of survival for his regime. Police in France have thwarted a possible terror attack in Paris over the weekend by arresting a 15-year-old boy suspected of preparing what they called an imminent violent action. Catherine Field in Paris has more on the teenager.
He had apparently been in contact with a French jihadist in the Middle East, a 29-year-old Frenchman who's known to have been directing operations from Iraq and Syria with attacks that are carried out here in France. Now, this 15-and-a-half-year-old boy had apparently been in touch with him using an instant messaging service.
Teenager's arrest came after police had moved in on what the Paris prosecutor says was a group of female commandos arrested after an aborted attack at the Notre Dame Cathedral. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls says nearly 15,000 people in France are being tracked because they are suspected of being in the process of radicalization. He said 293 of the people have alleged links to terrorism networks. Americans paused and reflected Sunday as the nation marked the 15th anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks that left thousands dead. There were somber ceremonies from New York to Pennsylvania and to the Pentagon. They were held against the backdrop of a presidential race in which national security is a prominent theme. Both major party presidential candidates attended the New York ceremony. Hillary Clinton took ill, though, during those events and had to leave. Her doctor said the Democratic nominee for president was diagnosed with pneumonia, but he said she is recovering nicely. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.